Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We got Adam Kaplan, brought to you by California Bank of Commerce, the premier business bank. Adam, thank you so much for joining us. And there's actually three things we want to get to with you. We want to talk a little Niners, then we want to talk some Eagles, and then we want to talk to you about Isaiah Thomas, because we know you're a Sixers fan. You there?
Yeah, I am here.
Okay. Let's start with the 49ers first. They get a win over the Rams, eliminate the Rams. How are you looking at the Week 17 game against Seattle, up in Seattle? It seems like the 49ers may have a little bit of edge right now because Seattle's beat up.
Yeah, they're down three running backs, guys. Good to be with you. Yeah, they're not going to have Chris Carson, their star running back. He's out with a hip, may or may not need surgery. He's certainly out this week. C.J. Procise, who was his backup, broke his arm. He's gone. And then Rashad Penny, and this broke their heart. I know they've been waiting for him to get right. He had a hamstring injury, which lasted 5 weeks. Did well for 2 weeks. Oops, he tears his ACL, so he's out for the season. They're down to Travis Homer, who's a six-round pick this year, and I saw him in training camp. It's a little bit of a change-up. And they brought Marshawn Lynch in for a visit today. They're going to give him a physical, and if he passes it, they'll sign him. Now, I talked to a source close to Marshawn who said, look, he hadn't been with the team in a while. We know that since last year. But Marshawn has a history of getting in decent enough shape very, very quickly. But to think in this big game he's going to make a major contribution, I think, is crazy. But stranger things have happened.
Stranger things have happened, Adam. It's wild that Marshawn Lynch's name even came up for Seattle. Just shows how desperate they are with all the injuries. But I'm looking at the injuries to their offensive line. Dwayne Brown, left tackle, just had the surgery. He's going to be out. And then I wonder what Mike Iupati's status is, their big guard, former 49er, of course, former first-round pick. Because Arizona really beat up Russell Wilson yesterday. I haven't seen Russell Wilson contained like that in a very long time, Adam.
Yeah, and they were not getting the big plays in the pass game that they usually get. They work off play action a lot. That's their big thing, just like the 49ers. They weren't getting it rolling at all. Don't forget they lost their starting center for the season, Britt, due to a torn ACL. A couple of their backups are hurt. They're going to play Jamarco Jones, who's a fifth-rounder from last season. He's going to be filling in for Dwayne Brown, who had meniscus surgery. He'll be out until a minimum of the second week of the playoffs if they are there. So we'll have to see what happens. This game is, look, they would love to win this game. Whether they can get a first-round bye or just be home for the first round would certainly help them. You're right. They're really banged up. The secondary, Quandre Diggs. What a great trade that's been from the Lions. And unfortunately, he's been hurt. Shaq Griffin's been hurt. Clowney, they're hopeful that he's going to be available with his sports hernia injury. L.J. Collier, their first-round pick this season. Barely played. He's barely been a factor. Ziggy Ansah has not been the player they thought he would be, by the way. He is 30 years old. He's just not explosive. So I'll tell you what, the 49ers come in here in this game. They have a real shot. I know how hard it is to win in Seattle, but they have a real shot to win this game.
Let's fast forward to what might happen in the first round with the Niners if they don't win, and that would be they might now have to go to Philly. First of all, how big a win was that for Philly yesterday, considered how beat up they are? And then what kind of chances do you give them against the Giants next week?
Well, let's start off with the former here. So that game, and it was an incredible atmosphere. I might have said on your show before, being at the game against the Giants the first time, where the fans booed the Eagles off the field at halftime. They were down 17-3. They looked terrible. When we look at Carson Wentz, he's played brilliant football since then. Since halftime of that game and the overtime in the next two games, he's been terrific. They're shorthanded. They only dressed three receivers. At one point, they only had two. Then they lost a bunch of players on defense, but they still pulled the game out. They were up, obviously the entire game. I thought the first 10 minutes would tell us the story of that game, and it did. They dominated Dallas. I think Dallas, once again, underachieved. Ran into a couple of their coaches in the tunnel after the game, and they still can't understand that. They thought they had a good week of practice, and they didn't show up. Mentally, I don't think they were right. I think, you know, this Dallas team does not play well on the road. The real front runners, every once in a while they surprise you, but you saw the game, you saw the bad home game against Buffalo, then they got really handled against the Bears on a short week. This was supposed to be after their bounce back game against the Rams, where they destroyed the Rams. They didn't show up here. And in the recent history, though, they've played Philly very well over the last three seasons. They had won 5 out of 6, but this one was bad. And the crazy thing was, when in the locker room yesterday, when Amari Cooper admitted that, look, he was taken out of the game, and they didn't really give an explanation. Now, the coaches said that it was part of the rotation, but how in the world do you not have your best players in when you need a score? I just don't understand that.
I cannot believe that. Adam Kaplan here on 95.7 The Game. Jason Garrett doesn't look like he prepares his team well, the whole coaching staff. And then Amari Cooper and Dak Prescott. Well, I don't want to spend too much time on the Dallas Cowboys because I think they're fraudulent and they get too much airtime for how mediocre they've been over the past 20 to 25 years as an organization. But, Adam, what is going to happen to the contracts of Dak Prescott and Amari Cooper? Did they cost themselves some dollars with the way the season has gone for the Dallas Cowboys?
Well, Prescott won't. That's the contract that I expect to get done. The issue is now Amari Cooper, because you gave up a first-round pick for him. Sure, you could put the franchise tag on them and just get Dak done. One of the two of them, they're going to get done. But, man, they've got some others to potentially re-sign. Byron Jones, who was lined up against Zach Ertz, which he has in recent games. His contract's up. They're going to have some tough decisions. And plus, what you have to do is you have to see who's coach of the team, and then you really determine what kind of schemes you're going to run, whether you want to re-sign some players. But I give Prescott credit. The other thing that people were not talking about, guys, not only is this his right shoulder, I'm talking to people who graded his tape leading up to the game, that his right index finger was clearly a problem. And I talked to the Cowboys, though. They told me that he had a really good walkthrough on Saturday. He threw the ball well in warmups, but that's not real game conditions. He struggled during the game to drive the football, and I think the finger is the thing that people should have been really concentrating on.
Well, there's the natural segue to the finger. Isaiah Thomas in Philly the other day. Hey, so can I take it a Frosty is the Wendy's Frosty?
You know, it's so funny. Yes, it is. And by the way, they've had this giveaway for I don't know how many decades with Wendy's. The Wizards, by the way, the Sixers lost to the Wizards a couple weeks ago, and that was shocking. The teams are now playing a lot of zone against them. They're really struggling. But I'll tell you, the Isaiah Thomas, he's kind of a fun player to watch, but that situation is bizarre. You know, the Philly fans get a bad rap. I mean, when I was growing up, it was about Santa and throwing snowballs at Santa, which, by the way, was mostly mythical. but, look, Jimmy Johnson had his issue when he was Dallas Cowboys head coach with Buddy Ryan, and the fans in Philly, they'd throw stuff at him. This goes on in a lot of stadiums and ballparks. But, yeah, this Isaiah Thomas thing was bizarre, and the fans wanted to get their treats, and it was just ridiculous. And Thomas reacted a little bit differently than he should have.
I'm just thinking of the guy who's the actual season ticket holder and how
that's crazy, guys. Well, he lost his rights.
And then
that's
awful. Yeah, I guess we've a lot of season ticket holders out here saying, yeah, it's the way it is. Had he sold those tickets on the secondary market, he wouldn't have had it revoked. But I guess because he didn't transfer, so that's
What a world we live in. You could actually save your season tickets if you put them a secondary market. Like, that's a new one.
That is insane, Adam. Insane. Yeah. Going back to the Niners real quick, because, you know, there's going to be a lot of job openings, obviously. A lot of interviews are going to start taking place. Black Monday is about a week away from today, obviously. But Robert Saleh, he was a hot name earlier in the season. A lot of people said he was going to get a job. But the defense has struggled here, mostly due to all the injuries to the defensive line. Of course, Kwon Alexander, and then the secondary here with Jaquaski Tartt. What are you hearing about Robert Saleh now after the Niners have given up about 27 points over, the last 6 or 7 games?
Yeah, he's going to get interviews. I mean, there's no question that he's going to be highly recommended, because teams like, you know, younger guys, and Robert's still a relatively young coach. The challenge for him is to get a good offensive mind to go along with him. I know that's something that he's got a lot of good relationships. He's going to get interviews, requests. There's no question. It's just the timing of it, because they could have a deep playoff run.
Right.
You're right. The injury issues have certainly taken its toll. They really need Dee Ford to play. They need to get that defensive line depth going, and not having Dee Ford's really hurting them. And then, of course, with Tartt's broken ribs, not having him, that's a problem. You got to get him back. I'll tell you what, though. They're onto something with Fred Warner. I talked to a coach who actually He gave him a second-round grade, and I know he went in the third, but his team, he gave a second-round grade when he graded the tape. He said it was his favorite player for the draft in terms of defense at linebacker, his favorite linebacker that he graded. And it's one guy we don't talk a lot about, but Fred Warner, he obviously had the pick six. This kid's a really good football player, and that's a heck of a pick that the Niners made.
Former safety, Adam. I can't believe the transition.
Yeah, you know what?
Middle linebacker.
And I remember meeting him this summer at camp, and he said, look, I embrace playing middle linebacker. I never played it before, and he obviously had some good mentors. And having D'Amico Ryans as a coach, I think that really helps, and there's no question about that.
Adam, thank you so much. Have a great holiday, and we'll catch up with you next week, man.
Same to you guys. Thank you.
Yep. All right, Adam Kaplan, 95.7 The Game. NFL Insider, brought to you by California Bank of Commerce, the premier business bank.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.